Mino Warriors of Dahomey. The legendary king of Dahomey, King Halbaja, ruled from 1645 to 1685 and is credited with creating the legendary all-women fun of Dahomey. The original purpose of this all-female regime was to become gebeto, or elephant hunters, for the king. Around the early 1700s, during the reign of King Agaja, the women were trained to become a unit of guards for the king. The women were also called the Mino, which means our mothers, in the native fine language of Benin. The legend of the Mino began to grow during the Battle of Savi in 1727. The women showed their impressive skills, which helped the Fon people gain a victory over their opponents. The presence of the women increased the size and the intimidation factor of the king's army. Great emphasis were placed on developing the Mino warriors during the reign of King Gezo from 1818 to 1858. The transatlantic slave trade posed a great threat to the Dahomean way of life. The king was set on protecting his people. King Gezo increased the military budget to develop a well-trained and equipped army. By the mid-1900s, the size of the Mino army grew to 6,000 women, who were both free women and prisoners of war. The women had to sacrifice marriage and parenthood while serving in the army. Ironically, they were considered the wives of the king. Their training regimen was rigorous and designed to hone any aggressive behavior the women had. The women learned survival skills, discipline, pain tolerance, and proper execution of their enemies. The women gained much prestige within the Dahomean society because of their service and bravery. They can be compared to our modern day celebrities. The Mino were more than warriors. They were also involved in the Great Council of the Dahomean people. They were involved in talking peace with neighboring nations and the trade of palm oil with England. As the threat of the slave trade moved closer to Dahomey, war broke out between Dahomey and France in 1890. Despite the size and the fierceness of the Mino women and the Dahomean army, they were defeated by the French in their superior weaponry. This resulted in Dahomey becoming a French colony, drastically changing the life of the people. This defeat was at the point of dismemberment of the legendary Mino warriors. The last surviving Mino warrior named Maui died in 1979. The Mino of Dahomey were considered the women Spartans of Benin. Their skill, size, and intimidation factor gained them victories before they even stepped on the battlefield. These women crushed the idea of women being the weaker sex. They took roles that were traditionally held for men and became legends. The Mino were more intimidating than their male counterparts. These women were the special forces of the Dahomean army, often compared to the mythological Amazonian women. The Mino are actual historical figures. The legendary Mino warriors of Dahomey, we proudly stand on your shoulders. On the Shoulders of Giants is brought to you by Live Skilled, Live Fulfilled. For more information, visit www.liveskilled.com.